check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now you can feel like you're in the audience at the Ed Sullivan Theater with official Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise at ParamountShop.com. Shop t-shirts, mugs, accessories, and more. And Late Show Pod Show listeners can take 20% off with code TLS20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show products with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Ladies and gentlemen, my next guest tonight is a senator, former presidential candidate, and current progressive leader. Please welcome back to The Late Show, Senator Bernie Sanders.
Thank you.
Happy President's Day.
Thank you very much.
Nice to see you again. This is your 16th appearance on the show. Yes. Last Monday, John Oliver was here for his 16th appearance, and you guys are neck and neck. You've been tied for years now.
But I'm pulling ahead, huh?
Sure. Now, I have a question about our current president, if you don't mind. After the State of the Union, did you see there was a Wall Street Journal editorial? And this is what the headline of the editorial was. Joe Biden is Bernie Sanders. Was this news to you? Because Joe Biden is Bernie Sanders, that means Bernie Sanders is Joe Biden. It goes both ways. Is Joe Biden Bernie Sanders, Bernie Sanders? Or should I say Joe Biden?
The president and I worked together after the campaign. Our teams sat down and we said, all right, how do we bring the campaigns together to come up with an agenda that works for working families? And the end result of it was I didn't agree with everything that was there. He didn't agree with everything that was there. But essentially, we put together probably the most progressive outline that any president has introduced since FDR. So I am... You know, and we've done some really good things. The American Rescue Plan, which provided $1,400 for every working person in this country, $350 for every child in this country in the midst of the pandemic and the economic collapse. We strengthened hospitals, we strengthened schools. And I think what that was about was the president saying, you know what, we're going to do the right thing for working families. And I'm very proud of that bill.
I feel a butt coming. I feel a butt coming.
No butt. It's an end. End.
And, okay.
We attempted to pass Build Back Better, which would have been transformative for the working class of this country. We would have finally addressed the crisis in child care. We would have made community colleges tuition-free. We would have had the wealthiest people in the country starting to pay their fair share of taxes. You know, we would have expanded Medicare for the elderly to cover dental, hearing, and vision. We would have finally addressed the major housing crisis in this country and the issue of homelessness. So it was a great bill. But unfortunately, we had zero Republican support and two corporate Democrats did not support it, and we failed on that one. But what I have to say is the president was on board for one of the most important pieces of legislation in the modern history of this country. So I was proud to have worked with him on that.
You have said that if President Biden declares officially that he's running in 2024, that you would not run in 2024.
Correct.
Okay. Looks like he's going to run. Don't know yet, but it's looking heavily that way. Are you going to run for Senate again? You're up in 2024?
Well, I got a little while to make that determination, and I'll make it at the appropriate time.
And what's your sort of, what, you have a deadline for yourself there, like a year from
now?
Not
really.
Like
you know, the people of Vermont know me, and we have a pretty good relationship. And at the appropriate time, we'll let them know.
Mm-hmm.
About it?
That's it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You answered that. You answered that. You answered that like a boyfriend being asked where this relationship is going. Well, you know how I feel about you, darling, and at the appropriate time, I'll tell you. We have to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Senator Bernie Sanders, everybody. Stick around.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back here with the author of It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism, Senator Bernie Sanders. Nikki Haley this past week in her announcement speech, I think, not her video, but her announcement speech, she said she thinks that the presidency, she wants a competency test for all federal candidates over the age of 75, which would include yourself, the former president, and the present president, many other people in the Senate and in the House. What do you make of that call?
Look, we have come, Stephen, a very long way in the last decades in fighting racism, got a long way to go, fighting sexism, fighting homophobia. And I think what she is saying is nothing more than old-fashioned ageism. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to be honest, look, I know people who are 90 who are as sharp as a tack, and I know people who are 40. You know, got to prod them a little bit.
Sure.
So I think the bottom line is voters judge people based on their competence, their views. There are 1,000 factors. But to simply say that if somebody is 75 or older, they need some kind of test, I think that is just ageism and not acceptable.
And it would be impossible to actually create because the Constitution lays out what the qualifications are.
Exactly.
For president. You need a constitutional amendment.
Well, some of these guys don't worry about the Constitution too much.
That's right. Is it still, ages isn't good. Is it still okay if I make jokes about how translucently pale Joe Biden is or how much you love soup? Is that okay? Is that still
all right? We'll give you a pass on that.
Okay,
one.
Great. Okay, you are.
I don't know.
New...
Maybe we should cancel him. What do you think? All right.
It would not be the first time. No. Three times a charm. Now, you have a new role as chairman of the Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee, also known as the HELP Committee. Drug companies out there, word is drug companies are a little worried about Chairman Bernie Sanders. Should they be worried, and who else should watch the back?
They should be very worried. You know...
Give me an example.
I'll give you a million examples. They are ripping off the American people big time.
How about Moderna wanted to raise the price?
That's one example. This is the poster chart. All right, one case, Moderna vaccine. First of all, that vaccine was developed in cooperation with the NIH, the National Institute of Health, with taxpayer dollars, okay? We worked on that together. Second of all, the taxpayers of this country put $1.9 billion into clinical trials to make that vaccine a success. All right, so you got the vaccine out on the market, government guaranteed a certain amount of sales. In 2 years, the guy who's head of that company, a guy named Mr. Bancel, has made $5 billion.
Him?
Yeah.
Personally?
Yeah. Yeah. And his assistant, the number two guy, made $2 billion. I think their leadership there is made about $11 billion. then after all of that, and remember, this is in the midst of a pandemic where over a million people died. And then after that, they came forward and they say, well, when the government reserve of the vaccine expires, depletes, we're going to quadruple the price of the vaccine. So this is corporate greed at its worst. So, you know,
What can you do?
Well, we can do a lot of things. But for a start, it turns out that on the day we announced that Mr. Mansell was going to come before the committee, just coincidentally, they announced that they're going to make the vaccine available for free to people. But in addition to that, Medicare and Medicaid should not have to spend billions for the vaccine. But look, the bottom line is, as I think most Americans know, year after year, the pharmaceutical industry makes tens of billions of dollars. They pay their CEOs outrageous compensation packages. And meanwhile, we pay by far the highest prices in the world. Stephen, I have taken people over the Canadian border to buy insulin products for one-tenth of the price in Canada compared to the United States. There are people in this country who are dying because they cannot afford the prescription drugs, and these guys keep raising their prices.
We have to take another break, but stick around. More Bernie Sanders lays ahead.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Here is the author of It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism, Senator Bernie Sanders. Let's talk about the tragedy in East Palestine, Ohio.
Yep.
There were some regulations that were put into place under the Obama administration. They may or may not have had any effect in this case, but they were definitely all rolled back during the Trump administration. Yep. After heavy lobbying from Norfolk Southern and other railroads. What is happening when something so egregious can happen when steps had been taken to try to end it? What role does the government have here in the face of this kind of corporate money spreading among Congress? What can we do to stop that?
The railroads in particular?
Let's just take they are a synecdoche for a bigger problem.
All right, look, and this is what the book is about. We live in a system.
The book, by the way, says, it's okay to be angry about capitalism, Bernie Sanders.
Look, it saddens me to say it, but I think the American people understand it. We have a corrupt political system in which money, big money, buys elections. Billionaires right now, through super PACs, can spend as much money as they want, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, to elect the candidates who they want, who represent their interests. And when you have a corrupt political system, and I'll give you, going back to the drug companies, do you know how many paid lobbyists they have in Washington, D.C.? They got 1,700. Can you imagine? Former leaders of the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, 1,700 for 535 members of Congress. That's why you pay the highest prices in the world for prescription drugs. The railroads made record-breaking profits. And not only do we have a whole lot of derailments in this country right now, but in addition to that, despite their record-breaking profits, they could not afford to provide rail workers with one paid sick day. Can you imagine that? These guys do dangerous work in all kinds of weather, and the rail industry couldn't give them one day. Now, we've had some success. One of the companies is now giving them 4 days. We hope the other companies will do the same. But all of this speaks to the incredible level of corporate greed that you see all over the place. Insurance companies make huge amounts of money. 85 million of people in this country cannot afford health care, despite the fact we're spending twice as much for health care as almost any other country. So the issue is corporate greed. The issue is oligarchy.
Well, you have said in the book, you say we need, a new sense of morality.
Yep.
What do you mean? Like among our corporations or among our government? What do you mean?
I think as a nation, for example, is it acceptable that we have in the richest country on earth the highest rate of childhood poverty? All right. Is it acceptable that today you got three people on top who own more wealth than the bottom half of American society, and we have more income and wealth inequality today than probably ever in American history?
You mean literally three people?
Yeah, literally three people. Yeah. And the other issue, when I talk about morality, here's an example. All right? You know, somebody goes in and shoots somebody, and everybody says, this is a criminal, put him in jail. Fine, I got that. I agree with that. But what about a CEO in a drug company who says, you know what? I think we can get away with raising the cost of insulin by another 20%. But somebody may die if you do that. Well, it's a business decision. We don't have to worry about that. What about climate change, all right? Do you all know that for the last 50, 60 years, the fossil fuel industry knew exactly what was happening? They knew that carbon emissions were destroying the planet. That's what their scientists told them. Do you think they came forward and said, oh, my God, we're endangering the planet. We got to shift away from fossil fuel. No, they lied. They lied. They obfuscated.
Could that lead to a class action lawsuit like it was against the tobacco companies?
Exactly.
I enjoy getting angry with you about capitalism. But if people want to continue to know how to be angry about capitalism, they have to get the book, It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. Because we've got to go, unfortunately. Senator, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Bernie Sanders, everybody. Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Hey everyone, it's David Duchovny. Do you ever feel like a failure? Trust me, I get it. Hell, I've spent my whole life almost feeling like a failure. It's appropriate though, because on Fail Better, my new podcast with Lemonada Media, exploring the world of failure, how it holds us back, propels us forward, and ultimately shapes our lives, is the whole point. Each week I'll chat with artists, athletes, actors, and experts about how our perceived failures have actually been our biggest catalysts for growth, revelation, and even healing. Through these conversations, I hope we can learn how to embrace the opportunity of failure and fail better together. Fail Better is out on May 7th, wherever you get your podcasts.